President Trump says he expects to be arrested Tuesday with a looming indictment by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as part of an investigation for his alleged role in a hush money payment to a porn star who claimed an affair with Trump before the 2016 presidential election. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, security is increasing, bracing for a possible indictment.
Security preparations are being outlined for Manhattan Criminal Court. WNBC TV reports multiple law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary assessments for in and around the courthouse. The security would be ready should Trump be charged in connection to giving hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Authorities are investigating whether Trump falsified business records in connection to the $130,000 payment made to Daniels before the 2016 election. Trump has denied an affair with Daniels and allegations related to the payment. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
The FBI says they have arrested a suspect who threatened to kill officers at this afternoon's St. Patrick's Day parade in Yonkers, New York. The suspect reportedly mentioned jihad and expressed support for Islamic extremism. NCAA March Madness had some upsets on Friday in an extremely rare fashion. A 16 seed knocked off a number one seed.
March Madness brings us another Cinderella story. On Friday, it was Fairleigh Dickinson who took down Purdue in Columbus, Ohio. Final score, 63-58. It's only the second time a 16 seed has beaten a one seed on the men's side. Maryland's UMBC was the first, beating Virginia 5 years ago. Fairleigh Dickinson entered the tournament as a first four team and is now on to the round of 32 for the first time in school history.
Ryan Daniels reporting. Today's second round action kicks off this hour with Furman and San Diego State. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wyoming's governor has signed a bill that would make the state the first in the nation to ban abortion pills. The measure, which takes effect in July, makes exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. It comes as a federal judge in Texas considers ordering a nationwide ban on an abortion pill approved by the FDA more than 20 years ago. The COVID-19 drug Paxlovid is one step closer to approval from the Food and Drug Administration. A committee yesterday concluded it was a safe and effective treatment. It was granted emergency use authorization in December of 2021 and has been used by millions to fight the coronavirus. The U.S. has the lowest life expectancy of any G7 nation.
That's according to data from the University of Oxford and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. The G7 is an informal grouping of the world's advanced economies, including Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK, and the U.S. I'm Dave Collins.
If you own a Ford, you could be receiving a letter for a recall.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than 1 million cars over a brake hose issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs sold between 2013 and 2018 are affected. It has to do with front brake hoses that may rupture and leak brake fluid. The agency says owners will be notified by letter and dealers will replace the front brake hoses for free. I'm Skip Kelly.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealin' Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real-life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host Ron Richardson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, we can also be found on the Mixlr app if you want to download the app and listen to us on the go. And once again, welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson. Each and every week, we give you information on disability and living life in the differently able community. For the past 2 weeks, I've been having different guests on my show talking about living life with a disability and everything that people in the differently able community go through. You can hit us up at area code 504-556-9696 if you're tuning in and listening to the show. And as always, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in and who has supported me in my last two shows, because I'm relatively new here at WGSO, and I just wanted to come up with a show that we could possibly talk about disability, living life with a disability. And I want to inform everybody that, you know, people who live in the differently able community and live life with a disability can live happy and healthy lives. You know, this is something that a lot of people go through that goes unrecognized. Well, let's not say unrecognized. Just it's not talked about on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, Conversations with Ron Richardson tries to shed some light on that each and every week. Today, I will have Miss Nicole Williams from Families Helping Families calling in, talking about some of the resources that Families Helping Families has to offer people who are differently abled and live life with disabilities, man. Because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I was born with cerebral palsy, spastic diplegia. If you've been following my show and following me on social networking, you know this quite well. You know, having CP, I didn't really have the resources that, you know, a lot of young adults, kids, and adults have today. You know, we had to do a lot of research and different things like that to get the resources out, man, and just find out information. And it was so hard because, you know, we didn't have the internet back then. So we literally had to go and, you know, do the groundwork and do the footwork to do the research and gain the funds and different things that we need, like, you know, different schools and different, you know, just different things that you needed to help a child or children with disability, man. So it was very, very hard. So, you know, one of the things that I found out, these programs that they have now is called Families Helping Families. So Families Helping Families is a family-directed resource center that has served the entire state of Louisiana since 1991. It also provides training, education, and peer-to-peer support issues related to the differently abled communities such as special education, providing parents with the proper resources so that parents can meet the needs of the child or children that have a disability and that are living differently abled. Because like I said, there are a lot of kids and young adults out there that are living differently abled and have disabilities, but a lot of the resources go unnoticed because, you know, parents are not properly educated on getting the resources that they may need and getting the things that they may need for that particular child. It's not the fact that they don't want to. A lot of parents are just not educated. So here at the Ron Rich Takeover, I mean, Ron Rich Conversations with Ron Richardson, we strive to provide information about the resources and just different things that, you know, are out there that may help a family member in need or child in need that is disabled. I know, you know, as I got older, you know, and I understood what my disability was about, as I started to educate myself more, you know, I started to find resources on my own and started to, you know, look for different resources and different things that I needed to, you know, get the help that I needed. You know, and one of the things that you may or may not know about me, if you have been following me, is, you know, I don't drive. So, you know, that was one of the things that I had to look forward to get in to find information about, because, you know, driving was always a difficult task. Having somebody to pick you up and bring you to the store, having somebody to pick you up and bring you wherever you needed to go. And once I found out that there are transportation, you know, resources and different things like that to help people with disabilities, life got a lot easier. So, you know, the overall goal here with Conversations with Ron Richardson is to try to make life easy and try to make things better for the people in the disabled community, man. And that's just the overall goal. You know, if you want to find out more information about me, myself, and I, you can find me on Facebook. Just search for the Ron Richardson Facebook page. And you can also search for me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. And you can find out everything that you want to know about Conversations with Ron Richardson, what's going on in my life, and everything that you may or may not want to know about cerebral palsy. It is Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff focusing on cerebral palsy and different things like that. And, you know, I'm going to plan on having more and more guests on. If you want to be a guest on the show, just contact me on Facebook, or you can contact me through email, ronald@wgso.com, ronald@wgso.com. And I will set up an interview with you if you want to talk about disability, if you want to talk about different things that are going on in the community. Just let me know and we can get this whole thing started, man. Hit us up, 504-556-9696, 504-556-9696. I'm going to see if I can get Nicole on so we can get this interview started and we can get everything going. But I just want everybody to be informed and everybody to have a general idea of what a person with a disability such as myself or differently abled goes through on a day-to-day basis. And like I said, that is the gist of what Conversations with Ron Richardson is about. And we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball on WGSO Radio 990 AM.
Welcome back to Conversations with Ron Richardson here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We can also be heard on the Mixler app. Just search for the WGSO 990 AM app and you can tune in to me each and every week here on Conversations with Ron Richardson. It doesn't look like Miss Nicole Williams is going to be with us, but in a few minutes, one of my WGSO colleagues, Mr. Jack Clegg, is going to call in. He's going to... We're going to talk disability, man, and we're going to talk everything that goes on in the world of disability. Jack Clegg is a close personal friend of mine as well as a WGSO colleague. He hosts the NOLA Golf Show on Thursday night, so all you guys should tune in to that and check that out. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can provide you with the information that is needed today. So you guys who are dealing with a differently abled or disabled person in your family or people can get the help that you need. As I said, families helping families. During my research, I found that they provide a lot of things for disabled people. You know, they provide peer-to-peer support, as I said earlier, for children with disabilities, and they positively shape the growth of young people with and without disabilities. Because, you know, as I try to stress, being differently abled is a twofold situation, because you have to be able to listen and understand the mindset of a disabled person. Because if you're not able to listen to the different situations that a disabled person may go through, you're not able to understand. So, you know, you always need to be open and you need to be honest when communicating to a person with a disability. So, you know what? Give me a few minutes. I'm going to answer this call. Hold on. And we'll see if this is Jack Clay calling in. Hey, Jack, you there? How you doing, man?
I'm here, Ronald.
All right,
well,
man.
How are you?
Thank you for saving me today. It seems like my guest bailed on me. welcome to my third installment of Conversations with Ron Richardson, man. And I'm always glad to talk with you, and I'm always glad to have work with you like we do each and every week on the NOLA Golf Show, which is a pretty good show, by the way.
Thank you. Well, actually, I'm out from my jobs. I have many jobs after I've retired. I work at a golf course, mm-hmm. and I'm actually at the golf course now. It is cold, and it is rainy, and it is in the sky. But rain is coming from somewhere,
yeah.
and the winds are about 30 miles an hour. So I'm inside of a little shed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can talk to you for a few minutes and call you back later and continue. But one of the things I want to say, I was listening to the last portion of your show,
mm-hmm.
and you said something that really was smart and had to do with the observations people have about the disabled.
Yes.
And it's like, and I don't know if this is true because I'm not disabled. Mm-hmm. At least some mornings I get up and I feel I am, but
right.
I'm not.
Right.
But a disabled person's got like two different personas.
Yes.
They've got what's holding their body back in a lot of different ways, and not all disabilities are the same, and they're all a variety. I mean, there are people whose legs don't work or work, and then the other persona is what's going on between your ears, which has no limitations on it.
Right.
It's real, and in working with you and other people that I've worked with, it's amazing. It's truly miraculous how people with disabilities get through their day. Having people who whine and complain who aren't disabled have no business whining and complaining.
I've said that from the beginning of time, ever since I've gotten old enough to understand, you know, what work is and being able to get up and do things, you know, and you and I've had many conversations, and I always talk about my grandfather with you, and he was like, you know, you're going to get up, and you, despite what you're dealing with physically, I'm going to show you how to cope with it, and I'm going to show you how to move around and do what you have to do, not only to live, but to survive.
And thankfully, your grandfather did that rather than, I suppose there are people who, when they are either parents or grandparents or custodians of people with disabilities, expect less of them.
Yes.
But your grandfather didn't expect less of you, did he?
No, he never did. And, you know, I have to give much respect to my grandmother, too, and my mom also, and really my whole family, because at the end of the day, they knew that I had a condition, but they never treated me like I had a condition. And I think that is key to anybody who has a child and is raising that child in their family. You have to treat that child just like everybody else.
Well, I am learning that. Reason or another, mm-hmm. didn't have to come into contact with that until I became an adult and worked with people who had disabilities and so forth. And truly, I'll say this, you know, I was an informed person. I thought I knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how those lives were.
So
I had no idea.
I want to ask you, you know, you're a lawyer by trade, right?
I'm retired, but that's what I did for over 30 years. Yeah.
Right. So what was your first experience with a differently able person?
Well, my first experience with a disabled person in the work field was actually another lawyer that I had worked with that had a physical disability. But in being a lawyer, how should I say this? As a lawyer, your physical attributes and doing physical things is not a premium. They require you to be a thinker. a thinker on your feet. And so that was, although, and he was a great guy, I remember, and he was one of the funniest storytellers I ever knew. But the disability never really came up with because as a lawyer, that his physical issue did not disable him from being a lawyer.
Right.
So and so that really never materialized. Although golf is a great example. We went golfing many times, and I tried to teach him how to golf, and we did things together to do that because had a great interest in it, and he liked going outside.
Right.
And finally got to the point where he was getting to the point where I could not teach him because I didn't have the skill. And there are certain in golf and in other sports, people that can train, but it is in terms of the profession and the work wise in that profession, it didn't really come up. So that may not be the answer that you were hoping to get, but it didn't really come up. Like working with you, mm-hmm. it comes up because we discuss it, but it doesn't come up in your job.
Oh no, you know that's something that I never, when I meet people, I never really talk about. I always kind of feel out the atmosphere, then I may possibly bring it up through a conversation. But it's not an issue because I guess I'm so used to living with it, and I've lived with it since a child. So you know, it's like
What I was going to say is, I think, I'm not an expert on all this at all, but just from what I've witnessed with you, and particularly what you just said a moment ago about your family, I'm not a psychiatrist and I don't intend it, but I got to believe that the attitude that your parents and grandparents, or your mom and your grandparents took, probably is the way to handle it. And that is, we're not going to...
All right, Jack, listen, hold that thought. I want you to stay right where you are because we got to go to break, but we'll be right back. This is Conversation with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Talk to you soon.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities and Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities and Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how
Louisiana
we help
Radio
all kids
Network,
succeed
I'm Tico
at communitiesandschools.org.
Entergy, Louisiana's largest electricity provider, is laying the regulatory groundwork to expand its solar energy. Kevin Gallagher reports.
Entergy CEO Philip May says they've applied with the Public Service Commission to add another 3 gigawatts of solar energy to the Louisiana grid. Why?
There are businesses that tell us that a prerequisite for them expanding is zero carbon, low or no carbon energy.
He says if they make the investment, the companies and the jobs that come with them will come. Economist Dr. Lauren Scott says that could bring $30 billion to the state in coming years, but May says,
I believe the number is substantially higher than that.
The PSC will consider Entergy's green energy request at an upcoming meeting. I'm Kevin Gallagher.
An agreement is being finalized by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries that will allow a Jefferson Parish couple to keep their 22-pound nutria. LDWF agents visited the owners on Thursday to seize the animal after news surfaced of their ownership. State law says it is illegal to own a wild animal. The matter is ongoing. LRN.
I'm Jim Harper, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Agriculture is big business in our state. $11 billion a year for Louisiana's economy. When other businesses had to shut their doors, our essential Louisiana farmers and ranchers continue to provide each of us with the food and fiber we need to survive. That's why I'm a proud member of the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Conversations with Ron Richardson back here on WGSO 990 AM, and we got you with some Not Afraid by Eminem, and we are back with my fellow WGSO colleague and friend, host of the NOLA Golf Show, golf expert, golf extraordinaire. I had to add that in, Mr. Jack Clegg. Jack, what's going on?
No, you can't say that. And if you do, nobody's going to give me strokes when we play. You can't do that.
Amen.
Anyway, we were talking before the break, and I wanted to finish the thought before I forget. Mm-hmm. And that was that I think the family is so significant in the way they approach this. Now, I don't know if your grandparents or your mom or even had professional people telling them how to do it, or it was just their instinct. Mm-hmm. What was it? Was it just their instinct to do the right thing?
Partly instinct. And, you know, well, you and I've had many conversations since we met and been working together. It was partly instinct and the fact that, you know, my grandfather and grandmother and my mother, for that matter, just didn't take no for an answer. And you know, you have to realize going to school and, you know, going through different classes and different things like that, I was told that, you know, I would never be able to go to quote unquote regular school. You know, I would have to be with the special ed kids and different things like that. And, you know, my grandmother, my family was like, no, you know, we're going to fight this. We're going to get him the assistance that he needed. And, you know, that's what they did. And as I got older and I started to see, you know, how everything was developing, you know, when I got old enough to understand, I just started taking not taking no for an answer. Like, you're going to tell me no, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I have to do to get what I need to better myself.
And I know you now, and mm-hmm. and that works. It works.
Yes.
And whether it works because you have a personality that does it, or your personality was helped formed by your grandparents and your mom, whatever it is,
right?
That is what I see. And to me, you know, this program, your great program, this is a terrific program.
I appreciate and that.
I don't know if we, you know, this program should have been on decades ago, but I don't think it was. I don't think people talked about it. It was one of those things that it was better left unsaid.
Right.
And but discussing it, I think, and it makes more sense to publicly discuss it and talk about it, because there is a lot of ignorance that goes around. And I'm guilty of it.
Yes.
And the more I see and more I talk about it, my ignorance disappears.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, and so that's why your show is so important and should continue to do what you're doing. But, and I think when people do the right thing, whether your grandparents and mom stumbled onto the right thing, whether it doesn't matter. It was the right thing and it worked for you. And I think it should work for everyone.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, and the other part to this too, I'm not trying to, like, you know, put anybody down, but there are a lot of parents, and this is going to be a whole nother topic for another show, but there are a lot of parents who handicapped the child because the parent is afraid of what's going to happen when the child gets out in the world, and they're afraid of what's going to happen when that child doesn't get accepted by their peers or coworkers or whoever. So that's another issue.
Well, and we're talking about that terrific word that mm-hmm. means so much, and that's ignorance.
Yes.
And, you know, and I don't mean to mean it as a mean thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Right.
When you don't know about it. And so ignorance and fear go hand in hand. If you don't understand something, many people tend to fear it.
Yes, they do.
And they want to avoid it. And they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to see it. Ignorance is one of those things that you'd rather not deal with. Because we all are ignorant to some extent, and we create our barriers in our mind, what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. We have like a governor, like an engine has a governor on it. Okay,
yeah.
It'll
yeah.
only go so fast. We have that, I think, in our brain, too. If we're coming on to something and we're working, we got a family, we got our hobbies, and something comes up that we don't really know much about, our governor kicks in and we just kind of, like, we don't get involved in it.
Right.
And that, of course, results in ignorance because we're not involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what your show brings, and I think what the lesson is we shouldn't be ignorant. We need to talk about it. And that's right. What you're doing.
And, you know, I have to be honest with you. We talked about this, you know, in private a lot of times, you and I. Well, I don't think I mentioned it to you, but come to think of it, I don't think I mentioned it to you, but I had that fear that you're talking about coming up, you know. One thing that's going to be talked about on the show is the fear of coming out to a person and telling your friends or, you know, people that you are first meeting that you have a disability. You know, one of my issues was, you know, when it came to dating, when I got out and I was old enough to date, I would date in fear. And I would try to come up with every excuse, every lie that I possibly could, tell this person that, you know, who I was trying to date or who I liked, you know. And I can honestly say in 2017, my grandmother passed. And I have a friend of mine who has cerebral palsy, spastic diplegia like I do. And, you know, she was like, Ron, I mentioned this a couple of weeks on the show. She was like, Ron, you know, why are you hiding? And what are you hiding? You shouldn't hide. Just be open and honest with yourself first and foremost. And then once you do that, you'll start to see how everything comes into place. And, you know, you'll be more comfortable with yourself and you'll be able to tell those, you know, people that you're dating, hey, this is who I am, either take it or leave it. And I can honestly say that, you know, part of my therapy for these past few weeks being on WGSO has been being on this radio show, and I've gotten more and more and more comfortable. And, you know, Jack, you've played a major part in that because you and I, we talk about everything behind these closed doors.
That is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I think we are, and I didn't, this wasn't a plan to discuss this, but I think a major feature in people dealing with people with disabilities, whatever they happen to be, is ignorance and the unknowingness. Now, it doesn't mean we have to talk about every aspect of it. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But we can't hide from it. No. We can't. If you have a question, this is something that I would ask. Mm-hmm. You know, are there questions that people ask you about your disability that offend you?
At times, yes. But then
At times. Can you give me an example? Don't mention a person's name, but give me an example of what would be something that would be offensive.
You know, one of the many questions that I still get sometimes from people is, you know, why do I walk the way I do? And I could be going about my business, you know, going to the store, going do whatever it is that I'm doing, mall, whatever. And it's like, that just came out of the blue. And it's like, I don't even, you know, I'm minding my business. I'm doing what I'm doing, whatever it may be. And, you know, they just ask, and I'm like, you know, God, I wasn't prepared for that today. So, like, I regroup, and I try to get myself together. And, you know, if the person is willing to listen, you know, I tell them. But, you know, not everybody's willing to listen. Or when you tell them, everybody tries to assume and jump to their own conclusions about what type of person you are because of the way that you might move. You know what I'm saying? So that makes it hard.
I do. Yeah. So there's multiple layers of ignorance.
Yes. And you know, we gonna hold that thought. We're going to touch on that when we come back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson. And I got my buddy, Mr. Jack Clegg on, host of the NOLA Golf Show. This is WGSO 990 AM. And we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
When I was living foul, I was running wild, surviving. five and even put in overtime if I had to grind. I was slinging ups, hanging up on the block, ducking and dodging the cops, clocked on the night shift. Yeah, didn't think I'd ever make it out of the ghetto. But we finally made it, stay dedicated to the music we made, yeah. Now it's on, bone thug, leaving home, came back the next year. Number one platinum song, we blew up from the dough. Then what do you know? Easy, rest his soul. Left us in the mess, I don't regret it, but we better get up and get it going. Everything's gone wrong, such a long and nothing been right.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Welcome back to Conversations with Ron Richardson right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. We can also be heard on the Mixler app. Just download the Mixler app to your mobile devices and pick up WGSO 990 AM. And I have Mr. Jack Clegg, host of the NOLA Golf Show. Jack, you still with me?
I am, sir. I am right here.
I thank you once again, my friend, for pulling me through this impromptu interview. And we will talk about this off air next week and laugh about it. Yes.
It does happen, yeah. You know, and it, often it isn't the guest's fault. Some things can happen,
right,
and they can't make it. And it is a struggle. It is a struggle for radio hosts, and now I'm not whining,
right,
but just a fact. If you have a guest planned and you're expecting that conversation to go a certain way and bring up topics that might interest the audience, and all of a sudden the guest can't make it, mm-hmm, it changes your planning. It would be like if you were a cook and all of a sudden you got your recipe all done and everything's ready and you put in this and you put in,
right,
this, and suddenly that ingredient is missing.
Right.
Oh my gosh. What, right, am I going to do?
Yeah. That's what I was like, man, I gotta, Jack came to my rescue, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say. And, I'm grateful.
Don't
my
worry
man.
About that.
Yeah.
But I did want to say one thing, and the topics that you're discussing are extraordinarily relevant.
Yes.
And it's not only for people who have disabilities. This, to me, is for people who don't,
right,
and who want to understand a little bit more about it because, you know, and I don't want to sound like a kumbaya guy or anything,
no,
but we all are doing this together. We should be anyway. And the more you can understand about me and the more I can understand about you, it's all better. So, next week's show, what do you got going on next week?
Next
have you had
show?
It planned? Are,
yeah,
you thinking about it?
I have it planned. I have a friend of mine. She is a breast cancer survivor. So we're going to touch on breast cancer and her her ordeal with breast cancer and different things like that, man. So, you know, I just want to keep expanding and growing as the show goes on. And, you know, I want you to tell the people when you're on air also so they can listen to you. So why don't you give that information out?
Well, actually, and you're my producer on the NOLA Golf Show,
yes,
which is one of my two shows. Mm-hmm. I actually have a show on Tuesday night called the Jack Clegg Show.
Okay.
And on that show, it's more political.
Right.
And I have to say, it's only a few times in your life can you tap yourself on the shoulder and say, hey, I did a good job. And on my Tuesday night show, I've been talking about this thing called ESG investing. Mm-hmm. I've been talking about it for 3 or 4 weeks. And everyone who listens shows, man, I didn't even know, Jack. I didn't know. So I'm raising awareness about what that is and how people can protect their own investments by knowing what it is, mm-hmm, and that it's political. And so this morning, as I was getting ready to come to work, I was listening to the news, mm-hmm, and the guy is saying, hey, we've got to talk about these bank failures and the aspects of ESG involving the bank failures. And I'm like, yeah, if you'd listen to my show for the last couple of weeks, then you'd know.
Yeah. And you know what? I can honestly say that, you know, I have yet to listen to the Tuesday night show, but I'm going to start because, you know, what I picked up from your golf show is, you know, amazing. I've never learned so much about golf in weeks, you know, and that just been a couple of weeks, like a month.
That's the most I can do. That's
right.
What I can do in both of those topics is just expose what's going on. I don't mean expose bad things, but
right,
the good and the bad. Let people understand a little bit about it, maybe destroy some silly stereotypes. And on the political show, boy, there's so much going on right now, and you don't have to be a hater. You just have to understand what's going on. So that's how I look at my job.
You have to understand what's going on. And like you and I always talk about, when it comes to politics, you have to be in the middle of the road, because even though, you know, one side may not agree with the other, you can't bash and you can't, you know, degrade, because your view is your view, you know, and
that's
something.
That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, we deal with that a lot, but, you know, that's another story for another day.
Ronald, thank you for letting me join the show.
Yeah,
I've got work I have to get to right now, and you've got a great show, and I look forward to maybe being on again another time.
Of course, man. I appreciate you, and I'll see you Thursday.
All right. All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, man. That was Jack Clegg. And, you know, like I said, man, this show is all about being informed and just putting the message out there. So, you know, if you want to get on my show, just email me at ronald@wgso.com, and we'll set it up. We could talk about anything and everything pertaining to disability and community issues, because that's what this show is about. I'm leaving the show open to everyone in the community of New Orleans who wants to talk about something and tell their story, because your story is unique to only you and nobody else. You cannot be wrong about it, man. And I can't thank Jack enough for pulling me through this impromptu interview. I'm really grateful and I'm really appreciative. And most of all, I'm really appreciative of the staff at WGSO giving me a platform, letting me talk about something that is near and dear to me, and letting me talk about something that I've basically dealt with all my life. And I have friends of mine who deal with disabilities and being differently abled. And, you know, a lot of them, they don't have the courage to talk about their situation or their disability or being differently abled, you know. And a lot of them have an internal fear that stops them from talking about being disabled and, you know, dealing with the things that they deal with. So as the show goes on, I'm going to talk about, you know, the benefits that, you know, the differently abled community gets. The benefits of exercise is what's most important when dealing with a disability, because you have to be mobile. You have to keep moving. When I first started, you know, one of my first guests was a friend of mine You can look back in the old WGSO archives, Tanya Freeman, the massage therapy therapist, and she talked about the benefits of massage and the benefits of, you know, stretching and different things like that. So these are all things that within the next couple of weeks and months, the conversations with Ryan Richardson will, you know, talk about. Because like I said, I can't stress this enough. We have to be informed and we have to let go of the ignorance. And a lot of people think that the word ignorance and ignorant is a bad word, but it's really not. It's just the fact that people do not know. And when you don't know something, you're afraid to ask questions because you're afraid of how a person or people may act. And that's perfectly fine. But, you know, just ask. If you don't know, just ask. I always tell people when people approach me on the street and they ask me, you know, why I walk a certain way, why do I walk with a limp? I'm always like, hey, you know, this is the situation. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, 99.9% of the time, I do get a positive response out of it. And, you know, I leave a smile on the person's face. I can honestly say that since I became an advocate for the disabled community, 99.9% of the time, I always leave a person better off than when they came to me. They're more informed and, you know, they bring my situation to other people that they know and they talk about the things that I told them. So I'm always open and I'm always honest about myself first and foremost, and I'm always open and I'm honest about my disability. And you know what, guys? My hour is up. So I really appreciate Mr. Jack Clegg, host of NOLA Golf, for pulling me through a rough one. We got through it. And next week, there'll be more guests and more topics and more fun. And as the weeks go on, we're also going to do different topics, like, you know, whatever that may be. It's coming. Just know that this is Conversations with Ryan Richardson, and I'm ready to have a conversation with you guys. Hit me up next week, 504-556-9696. This has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com and the Mixlr app. See you guys next week. Thank you.
The moments that bring us to our feet.
With our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services, all you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at sirspeedynewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior.